from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, Dallas Braden is known more than anything else for having thrown the 19th perfect game in the history of Major League Baseball, Donnie. Now, there have been 24 official perfect games thrown. If you're like me, there have really been 25, and only one of them a 28-out perfect game, and that would be Armando Galarraga. To me, he threw a perfect game, and then he had to get one extra out, so it's actually even more impressive, okay? Now, I'm going to give you two of these. One is a guy named Lee Richmond, and that was in 1880. Cook was there to cover it. The other was John Montgomery Ward, also in 1880. Cook also covering that game 5 days later. Those are the two non-World Series era perfect games, but they still count towards the total. Can you name for me, besides Dallas Braden, any of the other 21 pitchers with a perfect game? Or 21 pitchers, because I don't think anyone's thrown two off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, so Braden's, just to touch on his first, that was the Mother's Day one, and he was somebody who had lost his mother, so that made it all the more special.
Yep.
The one I'll never forget, though, at least for, I think, people of my generation, like kids that grew up at this point, it would have been, what, like 13 years ago or something? I can't even remember the exact year.
I feel like I know maybe which one you're going to say here, but I'm not positive.
I'm never going to forget the Mark Burley one.
Mark Burley! Well, because I think Burley's contains the best play to sustain a perfect game defensively that I've ever seen. Dwayne Wise going back and then juggling the ball back into the field of play.
I have a friend who, a baseball diehard, it's not Smeltzer. I have another very good friend who is someone that hates that Dwayne Wise play.
Why?
He thinks that Wise, in a way, was trying to like show it up, and he nearly lost the perfect game by like the ball juggle that he had. He hates the play.
Wait, hold on. I want to make sure I heard this correctly. You have a friend that thinks Dwayne Wise like hot dogged Jim Edmonds that ball.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Your friend, no.
Yep.
Has your friend ever played baseball?
Yes.
And been in a dead run back to the wall to try to figure out how to time a leap?
So now that I don't know. I don't think he was like an outfielder.
I've watched that play probably a dozen times. It is very obvious that he is trying to find the wall, going back in pretty much a dead run. Because that ball, my recollection is that ball was more hit closer to a line drive than it was like a true high fly ball. I remember, in my mind's eye, that ball being hit pretty well. He's running pretty hard to the wall, and he has to go up there and basically take it right at the last possible second. I saw no hot dogging there at all.
I mean, I've always thought the play was awesome. I thought the whole thing was awesome, because the reason I think another reason why I remember it so much was because MLB Network was relatively new. I think a few years old maybe at the time that that game was played. And here I am. I can't even tell you the exact year that it was played. I just remember.
2009.
Okay.
That game.
I just know it was around the time I was in middle school. It was a middle-of-the-week game, and it was an afternoon game. So MLB Network did one of the things it normally does, like today, where you know the Yankees and Rays are playing right
now. Donnie, it's 15 years to the day tomorrow that that game happened.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yes. I just happened to scroll down as I have like my list in front of me here. 15 years ago tomorrow.
Yeah, so I mean, here I am, kid that's you know summer off because you know we're in late July at this point. There's a game on MLB Network. I'm just watching it as like a 14-year-old kid, and it's a perfect game.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I love I also love Hawk Harrelson on that call. The last out, Alexei, and he's going nuts.
Alexei Ramirez.
Yep. I do like Hawk on that call. Hawk is not for everybody, and Hawk half the time pisses me off, but he did great with that.
The Roy Halladay one sticks out, too, against
Miami. So you've named
Miami.
Two of them. Okay, so that was the next one. How many more? I'm going to give you three strikes, and you're out. True base form. I'll give you basically a couple seconds. Just start trying to think of guys who have thrown one. You get three of them wrong, we'll stop.
Okay.
So you've got those two already, and you've obviously got Braden, and I gave you the two from the Ron Cook era.
Yeah, so the Giants have had multiple as well, in the last, I don't know, 10 to 20 years. Kane threw one, correct?
That's Kane? Correct. Matt Kane did throw one 10-0 over the Astros.
I want to say Tim Lincecum has one.
Tim Lincecum does not have one.
Okay, so maybe he may just be two perfect no-hitters.
And he's got a couple of no-nos, yeah.
Yeah.
The Giants do not have multiples from what I can see. I kind of went along with that, but they do not. So
okay,
strike one.
Yeah, because I know another no-hitter but not perfect game they had was former Pirate Jonathan Sanchez.
Correct.
Here's one for you that's an absolute no-name. Phil Humber with the White Sox.
That's a very good. Yep. 96 pitches too. He got it done.
And I don't know if you ever watched that game, Malzy. A very,
very questionable ball four that was not called as ball four for the last out, right?
Yes.
They called it
a swinging strike.
Yeah, it pissed off the hitter, and I remember thinking to myself that was definitely an umpire going the other way on Jim Joyce.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Oh man,
I know it's getting late early out there.
Was David Wells a perfect game
perfect
or just no-hitter? Okay.
You nailed it. Hung over, too, which makes it the most impressive one on this list.
I can't remember the other.
There's another Yankees threw back-to-back ones. They were throughout baseball. Like, the Yankees were a team that had Wells's, and then another Yankee threw one a year later.
I know Domingo Germán threw one last year.
He's the most recent thrower of a perfect game, Domingo Germán.
Man, I'm gonna be kicking myself. I can't think of the does Randy Johnson have a perfect game?
He has one. Yeah, he has a pretty dominant one. Struck out 13, threw a lot of pitches, 117
was that
of them.
With like the Diamondbacks against the Braves.
It was 2-0. Correct.
Okay. Pedro never had one.
No, but there's a last name Martinez that does.
Oh man.
Oh boy. I know this guy because he played for Cleveland for a while when they were kind of my favorite team, when the Pirates weren't very good, when I was, you know, in that little time in the 90s when the Indians were all that. Got him. Expos.
I can't really think of it, so I'm going to have to go elsewhere, I think.
Dennis Martinez. Dodgers.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that one.
Did it to the Dodgers. All right. If you can name two more, I will consider you the winner here, but then we have to go.
I just had one in my head, Malzy.
World Series, very famous one. Only World Series perfect game.
Oh, Koufax.
Wrong, but he did throw one, so I'll consider that correct.
Oh, now I'm getting in my own head, Malzy.
One clue, and then we're done. Okay. Happy Gilmore. Think the last name. Think Happy Gilmore. Not actually Gilmore, but a character.
Right.
That's my boss, Mr. Dun, dun, dun.
How am I not getting this with Happy Gilmore? Who is it?
Don Larson.
Oh, Mr. Larson.
Mr. Larson. All right, Donnie, you did okay.
How did I not get that? I'm ashamed of that one, Malzy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm ashamed of you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.